episode 299, how multitasking sabotages your goals.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy day, ladies. How are you? Welcome, welcome, welcome. Are you ready? Are you? Do you have your drink? Because if not, you're going to need a shot of something. Okay, water's better. Or maybe some lemon water and lime too. Or if you are in a little colder area, which I don't know how you can be because the weather is absolutely exquisite, it seems like, around the world. Now, rains are going to be start coming in later on this week. And so I hope and pray that you are staying dry and that you get very little flooding if you're in a flood area, because I know some people have been having problems with that. So as life continues to happen, we have no control over what the weather's going to bring. But you know what we do have control over? Ourselves. Yes, you can control you. And I'm so excited that you have taken your time to come here to Create Your Now. It is awesome to have you aboard and in this family. Now, if you're brand new, you know you can go to createyournow.com for any information, but we do have some special things happening. So I want to not only alert you to it, but I want to alert our regular subscribers, okay? Number one, if you want all this amazing information that's happening with 60-day push, we're using hashtag 60-day push, you need to text 60-day push. That's 60-DAYPUSH. All one word, there's no spaces, to the number 44222. That's 60-day push to 44222. By going there, you're going to get all this information for you. So as we're going through it, there may be self-assessments. There could be just inspiration type motivation pictures, things that you can look at. There may be some worksheets for you. Actually, when you download them, you can write on them and figure out what you want to do. It is a great resource for you, and it's absolutely free. Nothing attached to it whatsoever. It's just me serving you. So be ready to go to 44222, 60-day push, 60-DAYPUSH, all one word. Now, if you've already done that, great. Don't worry about it. For every day that there is something, and not necessarily every day is going to have something, but when there is, it will be sent to you automatically, okay? Now, the second thing I got to tell you is we are moving into archives. Yes, I'm going to be launching a separate podcast for our older episodes. iTunes only allows us to have 300 episodes at a time on one feed. Now, without going into all the craziness, just know that in the show notes, as soon as they're ready, there's going to be a link to those archives. So if you are brand new and you're like, I want to listen to those very beginning episodes, they sound like there's a lot of fun and there's meat in there, and there is some really good meat in those earlier episodes. So that's why I'm developing this for you. It'll be out this week. So I'm very excited. And this is the first full week of November of 2015, if you're wondering. So if it's in the second week of November, or if you're listening to this in January 2016, you know it's already out there. So go find it. It has the same thing, and it'll just say Archive 1 on it. Very easy to find. Okay, number three. Not only can you find us at createyournow.com, but head on over to Facebook. You can like our Facebook page there. Twitter, you'll find me there. And also feel free to send me an email directly at 60daypush@createyournow.com. And finally, whew, all these domestic beauties, we got to get out of the way. If you haven't tried Periscope, I want you to get on there. Why? Because I'm trying it. Part of the 60-day push is me getting on there every single day. And when I'm on there, I'm actually talking a little bit more in depth about the 60-day push. So that allows you to see me and see me live. Now, the replays are up for 24 hours. So go on over. You can use your Twitter account, or you can use a phone number, I believe, to set it up. It's just an app. You can put it right on your phone or your tablet, and it is a blast. You will probably become addicted to it. And so that is part of one of my push goals, is I'm establishing that habit and scoping. So it's a new big thing, and I would love to see you there. Okay, that is it. Are you ready to jump in and talk about how multitasking sabotages your goals? Okay, come on. You are a mom, right? You can do anything. Did you know mom? You know, do you really know what mom means? Master of multitasking. Did you know that? Okay, no, it really doesn't. I like to use mom and use that acronym as mom on a mission, M-O-M, mom on a mission. Because you know what, moms? We are on a mission. Dad, you too. But it's really, it's crazy how when we are going through our daily rigmaroles, our daily rituals almost, because that's what they become. They aren't even habits. Sometimes we do things literally as if they're almost a religious practice. Yeah. Do you have, you know, your stuff lined up for the morning? Do you lay your clothes out or do you do certain things every single time? And if it's not done that certain way, I mean, it's like the whole day is absolutely ruined. And there's no coming back from it. And it's just downhill from there. Yeah, that's sometimes what happens when we look at just our daily activities and they become more rituals. Like we don't even think about it. But if anything is out of whack, man, our flexibility is tossed to the curb and we are upset. We are frustrated and everything goes downhill from there. But as a mom, master of multitasking seems to kick in. It's something about being able to hold your baby, rock, and talk at the same time. You know, have you ever noticed that it doesn't matter how old you are? As soon as you put a baby in your hands, what are you doing, mom? You move side to side. It is so funny. You know how long it's been since I've had an actual infant? Yeah, it's been a long time because my youngest is now 11. So it's been a very long time since we've had that. And when I pick up a little baby, what do I do automatically? Yeah, it's rock and talk. It's real easy. Or if they're sleeping, I may be whispering instead, right? It's amazing that we begin at the very early stages of motherhood of being the master of multitasking. But you are on a 60-day push. And if you're not, you still have goals to achieve. And sometimes us trying to be the master of multitasking is actually sabotaging your goals. It's slowing you down. You begin to lose specific focus. You lose clarity. It's like, okay, well, you're starting on this project, and then you start listening to, maybe you have the TV going on, and you start to focus on that, and you're distracted, then you try to come back, and it's like, it takes 5 to 10 minutes to come back to where you left off. You lose clarity, and then what happens is, yes, you lose time. Because that 5 to 10 minutes of you trying to get back on track when you thought you were multitasking, oh, I'll just listen to this in the background. Yeah, it's hard to do that. And most of us, honestly, we're not really multitasking. We're switching from one thing to the next. However, as a woman, I can tell you, yes, do we multitask? Oh, yes, we do. But there's certain activities built in within us that we can multitask. For example, if I'm doing the dishes in the kitchen, I could have a podcast on in my ear or playing out loud, okay? And so I'm doing the dishes, I can clean the kitchen, I can listen to the podcast. Technically, that's multitasking. And wait, I'm also doing laundry too. And I may have to stop just to wash my hand, I mean to dry my hands to go and take care of the laundry, change it out. That is somewhat of a form of multitasking. But majority of those activities do not involve every part of your brain. If you have an interruption that comes in from a child and they come in after school and you're cleaning the kitchen and you're listening to a podcast and they begin to have a conversation, can you really hear clearly with absolute 100% clarity what the podcast is saying and what your child is saying? No. No. Yep. I do it all the time. I know you're probably sitting there, no, I can do it. I can hold up 2 or 3 conversations at the same time. Yes, you might be able to. But is a clarity there? Are you 100% present on every single part of the conversation, on every single part of the podcast? No, you're not. And then what happens is the task of washing the dishes, you may have rinsed and scrubbed off the same dish 3 times. So you've just wasted an extra 2.5 minutes focusing on one dish when it was done 2.5 minutes ago, but you weren't paying attention because you were trying to multitask 2 conversations, plus wash the dishes and change the laundry. Are you exhausted yet? Multitasking sabotages your goals. especially when you're down to crunch time. Did you know you're in crunch time right now? You are in crunch time. Why? Because we're the 60-day push. This is day four. Whoop, whoop, day four. Your time is clicking away here. You got to keep moving forward. So you need to start thinking about how you can focus on a task in order to shorten your time down on what you're working on so the distractions are less and you actually become more productive overall. I discovered this myself literally recently, like yesterday. I was cooking dinner and I thought, okay, I can do this. I'm gonna multitask. I got the laundry going. Two of the five children were home, so it was pretty quiet. They'd already finished their homework, but hubby was home. And they were doing their own thing. Of course, we had all the animals around, you know, the cats and the dog. And Rhino always likes to charm himself into any conversation. And so, you know, I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to do dinner, and I'm also going to work a little bit on Create Your Now and work on some of the 60-day push things that's coming your way. And so I went back and forth. I had stuff in both ovens going. I had two pots on the stove. And I'm sitting here working, and we have the TV going too because we're trying to catch up on some TV shows that we love to listen to and watch. And so my husband's playing that. Every time I leave, he presses pause because we DVR everything. We don't have time to watch it when it actually plays, but we make time when we have quote-unquote downtime. So to say the least, I am multitasking to the nth degree. Well, I'm sitting here working away and minutes go by and I hear my little Einstein in the other room going, is something burning? And I just casually say, oh no, nothing's burning. Everything's fine. Don't worry about it. Because I knew there were two things in the oven. They were fine. I had just checked them. And so that wasn't the issue. So I kept working. I worked away. Next thing you know, he says, are you sure there's nothing burning? I said, oh, no, everything's good. I kept working. I don't know how many minutes actually went by, but I can tell you way too many. All of a sudden, and I do not have a nose, like my husband can smell something miles away. Not me. It's like, and especially now because I think with traveling, I caught something. So not only my voice has been going in and out, but, you know, it's just not, the nose just isn't on. All of a sudden, I get the whiff. And I'm like, oh my gosh, something's burning. I go tearing into the kitchen like a bat out of you know where. I yell to my husband, I may need you, because as I'm entering the room, I can see that it's kind of smoky, you know, kind of that foggy smoke. I didn't see any flames coming, but I yelled. I was like, I may need you, because if there's a fire, I want someone to grab the fire extinguisher as I'm trying to put stuff out, et cetera, et cetera. So I was preparing as I'm running, sprinting, not just running. I was sprinting to the kitchen. What was it? It wasn't anything in the oven. They were fine. It was the rice. I had burnt the cotton picking whole pot of rice. I still haven't cleaned that dish. It's still soaking. I got baking soda on it and everything. I burnt it almost to a crisp. If you put my spoon in it and pulled the spoon out, it smelled burnt. It was so bad. Multitasking sabotages your goals. I thought I could do it all at the same time, but I couldn't. So the pot of rice, not wasted. And guess what? I lost my time. I lost my clarity as what I was writing. I eventually came back to it, but it took about probably an additional 15, 20 minutes to gain that. And there was no specific focus because I literally was running around. Multitasking sabotages your goals. You are on a 60-day push to get something major in your life accomplished. Multitasking is not the pathway to success. Not this round. Sometimes, yes. But as you can tell, you don't want to end up with burnt rice. Yes, you can redo things, which I did. I got a different pot. I got more rice, and I cooked it. But you know what? It took less time. Why? Because I stood there and I focused on what needed to be accomplished. I stopped messing with the handouts and what I was working on. I wasn't worried about the TV anymore. I had opened up the door to get the smoke out, turned on the fan, had the oven fan going too, you know, the hood, so it'd suck out anything and everything as fast as it could to the outside. But I got more accomplished by standing there and cooking that rice and watching it so it wouldn't burn. Multitasking sabotages your goals. It's interesting how when you begin to plunge into your indulgences, and those indulgences are this, you're trying to get too much accomplished at one time. It's the multitasking. Trying to balance the must-dos, then you slide into the pool of regret, leading to greater indulgence. It's a spiral effect. It only is slowing you down. It's not helping speed up anything. So, have I convinced you that multitasking sabotages your goals? And if you are saying yes, give me a high five, whoop, whoop, yes, then guess what? Yes, there's a kiss. The keep it simple strategy. It's easy. It's the three P's. And you are each of them. You are number one, the planner. You are number two, the prepper. And you are number three, the producer. You never thought you'd be a producer, did you? But you are today. In order to be successful in having your goals reached, you need to do the three P's. You need to perform them. You need to be the planner. You need to figure out what the steps look like for achieving your goals. So we've been talking about your outcome goals or your what? Timed goals, right? Remember that? We've also been talking about your daily goals or your process goals, or some of you like to call it habits. So you've got your daily goals and your timed goals. You already have an idea of what you're working on. If not, you need to go back and listen to those episodes. Okay, establishing direction in your 60-day push. That's episode 297. That's a great one to listen to. Go back if you haven't. And that's where you got, that's where the first, when you submit the 44222 and you type in 60-day push, all one word, 60DAYPUSH, you get the wonderful handouts. And in there, it has an action plan for you. You name the specific goal. So if it's a daily goal or if it's a time goal, when you go through that, you're going to figure out what your steps look like for achieving your goal. That's the planner part in you. Number two is the prepper. You have to prep your plan now. You can't prep before you plan. You got to have the plan. So then you know what you need. Make sense? Of course it makes sense. You have to make sure you have your tools. If you're wanting to build a website, and ultimately that's your end goal, by the end of 2015, that's your 60-day push, then your daily goals are going to be what? To work on specific areas to get to that goal. And one of those probably should include what? A hosting company. For example, like Bluehost. Someone who's going to host your website, have it on their servers. So when people type in whatever your .com is, people can find you because they can't find you when it's just on your computer. Make sense? So it's those little things. That's the prepping part. You're the prepper there. You prep your plan. And number three, producer. Yes, did you ever think you were going to be a TV producer? Okay, you're not going to be a TV producer. You're going to be a life producer instead. You're a goal producer. This is where you do the work. And you don't multitask in it. I want you to chunk your time. And we're going to go into that a little bit later, more specifically. Not today, not in this episode. But that's going to come up. And you're going to hear me say that over and over again. And it's going to make sense. But you need to be the goal producer. You need to do the work. Very simple. Now, if you want to learn even more about multitasking, in episode 191, The Curse of Multitasking, that's a great one to listen to. So you can go back. You'll see it in the show notes too. Episode 191, The Curse of Multitasking. You can't accomplish anything that you set your mind to. I have no doubt. The thing is, don't stand in your own way. Don't be your own roadblock. You might be capable of doing many things, but not enjoying any of them. That's the curse of multitasking. And during this 60-day push, when you're on crunch time, and it's like, man, I got to get this done, doing many things isn't helping you at all. And you're not enjoying any of them. Do you think when I was burning my rice and all that catastrophe happened, do you think I missed part of the storyline of the TV? Yeah. Do you think I missed something on the notes that I was creating for Create Your Now with 60-day push? Yeah, I had to go back and redo some things because I was like, oh, that's not right. And I lost some of my train of thought because I was creating as I was writing. I mean, that's what I do. So you may be capable of doing many things, but the idea, mom, is not to be the master of multitasking. You are a mom on a mission in this 60-day push. Some people like to call multitasking the art of messing up several things at once. Don't make this the time to be the mess up time. Don't allow multitasking to sabotage your goals. Your goals are too important. Let's make this 60-day push successful. You are incredible. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.